made an error by publicly denying her links to the company. Baroness Moan claims she and her husband have been made scapegoats for the government's wider failings over PPE during the pandemic. Deputy Prime Minister Oliver Dowden disagrees.
I don't accept that. What I would say is that there is an ongoing investigation by the National Crime Agency and indeed the Department of Health is suing the company concerned in civil litigation. So there's a limit to what I can say, but I don't recognise that characteristic, no.
Police say seven people have been injured after a crash in a Leicestershire village involving two cars. Five people in one vehicle are critically ill. Two in the other one have potentially life-changing injuries. A British teenager missing for 6 years is spending his first day back in the UK after being found in France on Wednesday. 17-year-old Alex Batty was taken to Spain in 2017 by his mother and grandfather, who didn't have custody of him. Our reporter Katerina Vitozzi is in Greater Manchester, where he lived with his grandmother, his legal guardian.
We understand that she is now with her grandson, unclear as to yet when exactly they will return home to Oldham. Remember, this is the town that 6 years ago she would have said goodbye to her grandson. Well, over the next few days, it will be the place where she can say welcome home.
Israel says UN aid trucks will start entering Gaza from its territory from today. It comes as the Foreign Secretary David Cameron has called for a sustainable ceasefire. Train and ferry services in northwest Scotland have been cancelled because of heavy rain. An amber alert's in place for parts of the Highlands and Argyll and Bute. And a site on the northernmost point of the Shetland Islands has become the UK's first licensed spaceport for vertical rocket launches. Saxavord on Unst could see up to 30 launches each year. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
Thanks, Tanya.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Should be dry this afternoon, looking rather sunny outside through the Phoenix FM studio window at the moment. Sun's shining through. Feeling rather mild as well, breezy, taking temperatures to highs of 9 degrees Celsius this afternoon. Tonight's looking like this, overcast night, although largely dry, away from any slight spots of drizzle before rain arrives in the northern parts of the region. We're going to be feeling mild again, minimum temperatures tonight, 6 degrees Celsius your lows, and your new week for Monday is looking like this. On Monday is going to be another cloudy start to the day with rain from northern parts of the region in the morning and some isolated patchy drizzle elsewhere. Remaining mild and breezy through the afternoon into the day. A maximum temperature slightly higher than today for Monday at 12 degrees Celsius for your highs.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC. The award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
Hi, this is Kelly Clarkson.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, this is Sugar Babe.
Hey, I'm Mariah Carey.
Hi, I'm Robbie Williams.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney.
Hey, this is Kylie.
Hi, this is Simon Cowell.
Hey, it's Katy Perry.
Hi, we're Take That.
This is Phoenix 98FM. 98FM.
Welcome to part two, or the second hour, whatever you want to call it. And hope you enjoyed the first part of the show. There was loads of new music in there. We're going to be doing the charts in the next, say, around about 15 minutes, looking at what's hit the charts. Lots and lots and lots of Christmas songs. A lot more than last year in the top 10. They're constantly moving. So the Christmas race, I suppose, starts tomorrow. The race to number one, which will be announced on Friday. We'll be playing that on Sunday to see who is top of the Christmas charts, the Christmas jump number one for this year. And it's a big race, and we'll be telling you a little bit more about that. I'm just looking at the Christmas songs, funny enough, and I was looking at E17, which they had that hit, Stay Another Day. Do you remember that one? Why don't you stay another day? Stay now, stay now. Yeah, that one. And they was out in Brentwood, would you believe, last night. I was DJing, and someone come along and said, oh, in a pub down the road, they've got E17 singing. I was like, wow. And they showed me the video, and they're in those... Remember they had those big white coats for the videos, the really big, the fluffy... they had the hoods up, and they had all the white fluff on them, and they was and they sung it. There was there was all there then. It was when Harvey was in the band as well. Now it's gone down to three, I think. Terry Caldwell was one of them. I remember meeting them at a gig many, many years ago. And so they're still about, and they was out in Brentwood singing last night. I was rather hoping they was going to come into my gig, because I just had it ready to play. As soon as they walked through the door, I'd be like, won't you stay another day? They probably just would have left straight away, wouldn't they? yeah, all happening in Brentwood. Loads going on in town. It's nice to see the festive spirits flowing, should I say. Especially last night, there was a few people worse for wear walking down the high street, stumbling home when I travelled back in the early hours of last night. I'm back again in Brentwood today, funny enough. This afternoon I shall be doing Christmas karaoke in Brentwood, Hart Street, at the Gardener's Arms in the behind the Hart Street from around about 5 o'clock. If you fancy popping in for a bit of a Christmas sing, or if you don't like singing, just come and enjoy the atmosphere and have a listen to everyone else do it, including myself. So it should be fun if you're out and about. Right, let's get back some music. This is from my archives called Bad Girls. Sudden ending. I knew it was going to go quick, but I wasn't ready for that. But I should have been ready on the button, shouldn't I? If you're doing shopping online, I don't know about you, but when you look at the photos, they always look, you know, you can zoom in, you know, try and get the size, but they always look kind of bigger than what they are. And when you order it, and then you're waiting, you know, for the parcel to arrive. When the parcel arrives, it's either the two extremes, especially if you're using Amazon. If you bought via Amazon, then no doubt the box will be the size of a lorry. It'll be massive. God, what's in here? And then you open it up, and inside the said box is like a load of brown paper. You always get that brown paper, and you know, they chuck in the box. And then you fish in all through that, and then you eventually find a little tiny little box in the middle, and that's where your part is. Other times, you've got the complete opposite, where you've ordered something and expect it to be a certain size, and it arrives, and you've got a tiny little box, and you open it up, and then you look at it and you think, but that doesn't look anything like the photo. You know, you're looking at whatever you bought. I can't name the article because it's, well, for certain reasons. But anyway, it's a present for someone. But you open it up and you think, that, you sure that's the site? And you go back on the site that you was originally on and you look at it and you think, yeah, you know, it, obviously not everything has dimensions on it and things. And you're like, yeah, it's the same, but it's like, it's tiny, isn't it? It's amazing what happens when you don't shop in physical shops. And I know it's becoming less of a thing now, isn't it? I know some people don't hardly ever go shopping. It's all done online, and I've started to follow that route to be fair, but I do get caught out with ordering the wrong things, and I recently ordered something. It was the wrong colour because I'd ordered it but hadn't realised that on the little arrow when you get to check out, you then select the colour you want. And this is the thing. See, this is where you've got to really concentrate on what you're doing, otherwise you're gonna, and then when you got to send it back, you have to pay postage and packaging. So if it's something that's quite cheap, which is something I bought recently, some leads for DJing, and I bought the wrong ones. They was like really, it was too short. And I worked out the cost to send them back was nearly the cost to buy them. So I thought, I might as well just buy another lot. And I've got some spares, which I can't do anything with because they don't reach what I was meant for. So you just end up with, boxes of tut, really, don't you? Which you bought. Boxes of stuff you can't do anything with. I suppose you could save it up for an eBay sale and sell it all online and do the same back to someone else. Who knows? Right, let's get back to some music. We're going to be looking at the charts fairly soon. We've got two tracks taking us there. First is M&K, Take Me High Chance, and the second is Jazzy. Got some ads in between as well. Also be letting you all know what's happening on the roads around about 4:30.
It's that man again. Yes, you're listening to Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM. Ruddy Marvellous.
Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 6009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Lealino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 0127 714 477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality. Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Wham! Spend a second week at number one with Last Christmas. Now, key contenders for Christmas number one, spending a fifth non-consecutive week at the top spots. Let's see what happened on the charts on Friday.
The UK charts with Phoenix 98 FM.
Christmassy music. Yeah, Wham! Remain at number one in the UK for a second consecutive week. putting the group firmly among the favourite contenders for Christmas number one crown next week. Last Christmas holds steady on the charts, Summit claiming a fifth non-consecutive week at number one overall since finally managing to top the charts for the first time in January 2021. George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley just have to hold on for next 7 days to claim the coveted official number one single for the first time ever. And with Wham releasing Last Christmas on CD for the first time ever as well in the UK yesterday, along with the limited edition green vinyl, the track's likely to see a further uplift over the coming days. Today, the race for Christmas number one has kicked off, I suppose, in earnest, and we can already name some of the contenders to look out for as the race develops. Jumping three places, number two this week, Noah Kahan's Stick Season, making a surprise surge into the Heart of Christmas number one conversation. And, of course, we can't count out the Queen of Christmas herself, Mariah Carey, with All I Want for Christmas Is You at number three. Congratulations to Sam Ryder, who earns his second top ten single with Your Christmas to Me. I'm just trying to think who else covered that. Come to me. That's kicked off the week at number 10. The Amazon Music Original rises 2 this week. It joins Sam's other top 10 hits, Spaceband, which got to number 2, and the Eurovision Hero as one to watch as the Christmas number 1 race hots up. It's got quite a way to go, though. 10 places to number 1, but it's doable. Elsewhere in the top 5, The Pogues, featuring Kirsty MacColl, Fair Tale of New York, shows its annual popularity once again at number 5 currently, with a brand new vinyl release of Fair Tale of New York in aid of Dublin Simon Community arriving next week. Could the 1987 seasonal staple finally claim Christmas number 1 for the first time ever, as it's not ever been at number 1? I find that really surprising. Meanwhile, in the top 10, we find Ed Sheeran and Elton John's Merry Christmas at 6, Brenda Lee's Rocking Around the Christmas Tree at 7, and Michael Bublé, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, currently number 8. As the second album, Think Later, enters the top 5, Tate McRae, it's a mouthful, isn't it, returns to the top 10, with Greedy up 5 places this week to number 9. Lyrical Lemonade, Acca Music video director Cole Bennett makes his UK top 40 debut as an artist with the track Stop Giving Me Advice, featuring Jack Harlow and Dave, debut at number 29, while Fred Again with Baby Keem's Leave Me Alone arrives at number 30. Top 10 looking like this. At number 10, Sam Ryder with Your Christmas to Me, and at up 1, Greedy, Tate McRae. Number 9 this week.
Are you serious? I try, but I can't figure out. I've been next to you all night and still don't know what you're about. You keep talking, but not much coming out your mouth. Can't you tell that I want you? I say, yeah.
Number 3 originally, last week's number 14, this week's number 9, Tate McRae, Greedy.
The UK charts. with Phoenix 98 FM.
Number 8, Michael Bublé, not moving this week. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And number 7, down from last week's number 6 for Brenda Lee. Originally came out, would you believe, in 1958. She had her first hit in 1957. 78 years old. Brenda Lee, also atop of the charts in the USA. So, fantastic achievement. This is Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Sold that track. Brenda Lee still rocking around that Christmas tree.
The UK charts with Phoenix 98 FM.
Up one place to number 6 this week, Ed Sheeran, Elton John with Merry Christmas.
Build a fire and gather round the tree. Fill a glass and maybe come and sing.
definitely one of the better Christmas songs that's come along more modernly. Is there such a word as modernly? Was voted one of the best new Christmas songs from a recent survey. Tell you what I have noticed on Christmas songs, so apart from the odd few, I suppose some of them are fairly long, but a lot of the really old ones are about a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and they're kind of done and dusted. And into the mid-80s, they kind of got a little bit longer. Mariah Carey, for instance, Pogues, etc., hit the four-minute mark. They kind of had long intros and long outros as well. So, yeah, some of the old 50s records really fast. If you're ever trying to, when you're gigging, you have to have several lined up, because as soon as you've got to put it on, you're already trying to find the next track. We'll be looking at the top five of the UK charts straight after Traffic and Travel. Let's see what's going on the roads.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Not much changed since we last spoke, and Central Brentwood is fairly quiet at the moment. A little bit busy on the high street, but traffic coping well. No problems really to report. Shenfield was busy earlier on. That seems to have quietened down a little bit. It was very busy by the Shenfield station. But I can't see there's any problems there at the moment. You have got some roadworks on the Rayleigh Road currently on the A129. That's at Nethergate. Not causing too many problems. Maybe a little bit busier tomorrow when everyone returns to work. A1023 heading down the London Road to junction 28 of the M25. A little bit busier than it was earlier, but it's moving okay. And also on the entry ramp, you've got lane closed on the entry ramp due to long-term construction, M25. That's at A12 Brook Street, as I said. Expect delays there, down to one lane, affecting traffic back onto the roundabout. The roundabout itself, though, is looking okay at the moment. No reported problems. Junction 29, the A127, currently looking okay. If you're heading towards Lakeside, junction 30 is really quiet. There's no problems heading towards Lakeside. Retail parks and parking areas, a little bit busy as you expect where people park up. But it's a lot easier than it was earlier on. Looks like it's quieted down quite a bit. If you're heading towards Bluewater, as I said earlier, the Queen Elizabeth Bridge, the A282, is looking okay. It's slow, but it's going across okay. Heading towards Bluewater. Coming back from the M25, Junction 1, at the A2, not looking too bad. It was busy earlier on. It's still busy, but it is moving. There is a bit of a queue on the tunnels, but the traffic is moving, which is the most important thing, coming back towards Essex, where you hit the A13, the A127 into Southend. Both routes are looking okay. Central Southend a little bit busy, where people are going shopping. The actual West Cliff on Sea, Southend on Sea, Seafront is looking relatively quiet, as you'd expect. Over on the A12, not looking too bad. If you're heading towards Chelmsford, don't forget you've got the speed restrictions ongoing till next year, middle of next year. 40 miles an hour speed limit, one lane closed due to the resurfacing work, which is taking forever. Both ways for junction 13 and junction 16, which is Stock Road Gallywood. That's also nighttime closures and a contraflow in use sometimes in the evening. Once you clear that, the A12 is looking okay all the way up to Colchester. You have got a little bit of queuing traffic southbound at junction 26, Essex Yeomanry Way, 8 Ash Green, and that's in the construction area, but it's looking at zooming in at the moment. The traffic's coping well at the moment, so shouldn't affect you on your trip up towards Ipswich. A120 looking okay, A414 heading towards the M11 looking okay. M11, no change there on the M11, that's looking okay. Junction 27 is good as well if you're heading towards London Stansted Airport, that's pretty good. Waltham Abbey on the M25 as it hits the A1 South Mimms. That area was busy earlier, but again, that's quieting down now. That's looking okay. That's leaving the A406, which is currently busy, but as always, it's moving. The Upstate 98 time is 13:34. Right, let's get back to the charts. Top five looking like this.
The UK charts. With Phoenix 98 FM.
And at number five, last week's number four, Fairy Tale of New York, Pogues.
Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, "Won't see another one." And then he sang a song. dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one. Came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year.
Push for this to be Christmas number one, following the untimely death of Shane McGowan. Pogues featuring Kirsty MacColl, of course, on vocals, Fairy Tale of New York. Last week's number four, this week's number five, down one in the race to the coveted number one Christmas spot.
UK charts with Phoenix 98 FM.
Following on from that, Jack Harlow, former number one with Loving on Me.
I'm vanilla, baby. I ain't no baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is,
but you can whip your lovin' on me.
That's right,
whip your lovin' on me.
Young J-A-C-K-A-K-A, Rico like Suave, Young Enrique, speaking at A-K-A, she's an alpha, but not around your boy, she get quiet around your boy, hold on. Don't know what you heard or what you thought about your boy, but they lied about your boy, going dumb, and it's something idiotic about your boy. She wearing cheetah print, that's how bad she won't be spotted around your boy.
I don't like no, you can't tie me down, but you can whip your lovin' on me, baby, whip your lovin' on me.
I'm vanilla, baby, but I ain't no baby.
She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is,
I don't like no, then you can't tie me down. But you can whip your lovin' on me, whip your lovin' on me.
Young M-I-S-S-I-O-N-A-R-Y. He's sharp like barbed wire. She stole my heart, then she got archived. I keep it short with a Lord Farquhar. All the girls in the front row, all the girls at the barricade, all the girls have been waiting all day. Let your tongue hang out, pick everything. If you came with a man, let go of his hand. Everybody in the suite kicking up their feet. Stand up, dance.
I see you.
And all the guys in the back waiting on the next track. Cut your boy a little slack. It's Young Jack. I'm vanilla, baby. But I ain't no baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is,
I don't like no, then you can't tie me down. But you can whip your loving on me.
That's right, that's right.
Whip your loving on me.
UK charts with Phoenix 98 FM.
Also down this week from number two last week, peaked at number one back a couple of years ago when it first took ages to get to number one, is called Mariah Carey with All I Want for Christmas Is You. Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. I'm doing karaoke later. I'm just wondering how many people are going to absolutely murder that track. Would you believe that came out in 1994? Didn't hit UK number one until 2020. And again last year, 2022. So it'll be interesting to see where it'll be next week, where we're going to be announcing the official UK number one. And it's a big race. It really is a big race this year. That's moved down. It's all to play for. There's so much streaming going on. The chart positions are changing all the time. We're going to have a few ads and we'll be right back with the top two.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at be-fibre.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The UK charts with Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, welcome back to the Sunday Lunch, the UK charts. We're looking at the top two. Before we get to those, let me tell you, overall today, 28 Christmas songs made up the official singles charts top 40, with these songs rising week on week, all to play for the UK official chart Christmas number one. Andy Williams, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, is currently number 14. Elton John's Step Into Christmas at 16, we played that last week. Georgia Smith's Stay Another Day is at 20. E17, did I tell you, was in Brentwood last night singing that very song. Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time is at 25. The Ronettes Sleigh Ride is currently at 26. Wizards I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day is at 27. I thought that would be a lot higher, as is Slade's Merry Christmas Everybody, currently number 33. These songs slowly starting to slip down the charts, some of the more 80s versions taking their places. Leona Lewis's One More Sleep is at 34, and Justin Bieber's Mistletoe is currently at number 36. So the top two looking like this. At number two, Stick Season, up from last week's number five from Noah Kahan, which means for a second week, consecutive week, at number one, but five non-consecutive weeks overall at the top position. It is Wham, Last Christmas. You can't help but sing it, can you? I can tell you, Alan Johnson is in the kitchen now, just warming up his vocals to this song.
Give it.
long as Christmas songs go. It is 4 minutes 17, 1984, the original date. Been number one 5 times, as I said. First became number one in 2021, a whopping 36 years after its release date. And George Michael wrote this in Michael Ridgely's bedroom. He went round for dinner, around his mum's, went upstairs, came back down with this very song. I know that because I heard it on a rival station the other day. That fact is now locked into my brain for use every Christmas. That's the UK charts here on Sunday Lunch. Got a bit of Freddie LeGrand and Gnome on its way.
Let it hit 'em.
Connected, gin and tonic, episodic. What's next, Danic? So you wanna get it, gotta keep it tricky. Stay connected, gin and tonic, episodic. What's next, Danic? So you wanna get it, gotta keep it tricky.
It for me, got a bit of duck sauce with Armand and Helden, and A-Track on its way with La La La. Enjoy your weekend. Don't forget, great lineup here on Phoenix FM this Sunday. Waiting in the Wings, Alan Johnson, Dance Anthems, Arts Programme from 4 o'clock. They've got the Panto this week, Snow White. Tune in for that, it's going to be wicked. Nigel, who's actually in the Panto, then back at 6 o'clock for Stepping Out, and Greaties with Xanthi Beerman at 8 o'clock.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Sent to the stars.
But for me, that's it. Have a good one. See you next week. Goodbye.
sent to the stars. Afterlife.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.